as Imagine Dragons asked, "Can we start over?" And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 48 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, and sitting alongside me as always is my beautiful wife Gretchen, and we are a couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. But we have nothing in that bottle.
We have water. You don't even have water.
No, I forgot my water upstairs.
Oh, you can't have my water.
No, I don't want your water.
You can't have it.
I had a wine dinner last night.
You did. I was home.
You were home. I had a wine dinner at Spiaggia, which is fantastic if you've never been.
Yeah.
It's an institution in Italian cuisine, really in the country.
Everyone knows about it.
Everybody should.
It's amazing.
Their executive chef was the winner of season 15, I think, of Top Chef, Joe Flam.
Yeah. And I had taco salad.
You had taco salad. So I would be fine having wine, but I'm trying to really cut back on the wine consumption.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good.
For a little while.
Because I went out Wednesday night and I actually had two glasses of wine. And they were like big pours, in my opinion. Like they looked like big pours. Mm. So I'm fine.
So
I'm good
yeah,
with my water.
The next time I feel like I might try to make it all the way to the 7th. October 7th, yeah. That's when we're having dinner out at Boca.
Oh, right. Well, no.
You look super confused.
Well, because on the 30th, we have our race, and with you know, Jen and Boone are going to go with us, and you know, we come back. I figured we got to have like a celebratory.
I don't have to. You can.
Oh.
Are you telling me I have to?
I thought this is like, won't be as much fun.
Do I get champagne?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I'm in on champagne. Champagne doesn't count.
Champagne doesn't count?
No.
Bubbles don't count?
No, bubbles don't count. If I get champagne, I'm always in.
Yeah. Well, we have champagne, don't we?
Oh, plenty.
Oh, well, then we should put some in the... Yeah, we got to do like a celebratory, yay, Gretchen's still alive, hopefully.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to be alive.
Whether we walking is a whole other story.
Well, that... I don't know. We'll get to that.
Yes,
to that.
Yes.
That's a little, they call that a tease in the business.
A tease.
All right. Well, you know, I feel like the FMC Rewind has to go back to the basics. And it has to start with little views from the couch.
Views from the couch.
Or else there could be rioting in the streets.
Riots. So I was traveling last week. And so I had a lot of TV to catch up on.
Okay. Condense it, though.
Okay. It was... All my Bravo shows are pretty much the same. The Real Housewives, they drink, they fight, they make up, then they rehash what they were already fighting over, and it's pretty ridiculous.
So they have a formula.
They have a formula. So my Dallas shows is my Real Housewife Dallas. Like this woman, like she's they call her, I just had the word in my head, and now I can't remember what it was. Darn it. Like, she just, like, picks at...
I blame the not drinking.
Like, she, you know, she gets in a fight with someone, and, like, she got mad at this woman because she decided to adopt a baby, but she didn't tell her friends that she was adopting the baby until, like, it was done. And I can kind of see their point, because you don't know if it's going to go through. There's all kind... Because it was a newborn, and, you know, anything can go... The mother can change her mind and stuff, so you don't want to share that news with the world... Until you're sure you're going to have the baby. And even after you have it, there's still like that time period of adoption where like you could change your mind and the mother can change the mind and all that stuff. So this one woman, so she adopted this baby. It was just like happened, you know, it was a great situation. And she was looking, she wanted to adopt a son. And the baby had red hair. She has red hair. It was like it was meant to be. Like she was meant to have this child. And so it's a beautiful thing. And then this Cameron, this one of the housewives, gets all upset because she didn't know about it. And she's like, well, I just don't understand why you wouldn't share that with me. It's like, well, she didn't share it with anyone. And she's like, well, I just feel like a fool because I didn't know. And it's like, but it's not about you.
I'm not super surprised by this kind of narcissism.
I mean, it's
Is that or selfishness? I don't know if it's narcissism.
I don't know.
You self-centeredness. Know Let's go with that.
Yes.
It's probably not narcissism. It's probably self-centeredness.
Yeah.
I don't even know what narcissism means, really.
I don't either. You'd have to Google that one.
I think that's clinical.
But I mean, it was just like, it was ridiculous. So they go away on the ski trip and they're having a great time. And like, she brings this up and then she says, I don't even want you in my house anymore. And it's like, what the heck is going on? Like, why are you, she always makes everything about herself and it's just annoying. So, but it's
not
proving,
not annoying enough not to watch.
No, I mean, it's proves for good. I mean, it's a good TV show to watch. It's yeah. So I have that. Then I have my other show, Unexpected, which I watched the show and I just think, oh my God, how can I make this so that my daughter doesn't go through this? It's about teenage kids having babies, you know, and they're like, oh, I didn't know I could get pregnant. Well, okay, you're not using protection. Guess what happens? You can get pregnant. And it's, you know, you just want to grab these kids and just like strangle them. And, you know, you're just looking at them and thinking, oh my God, Daniel could be this boy, or, you know, Lily, or, you know, Michaela.
Don't say that out loud. It's ever again.
But it's like, how do you, like, you know, you talk to the kids, you tell them all this stuff, and these parents, but all these parents were teenage parents as well. So it's like, it just keeps perpetuating. Like, if there's one where it was like the grandma was a teenage mom, her daughter was a teenage mom, and now her daughter's, like, it's three generations in.
Yeah, I mean, that can work out at times. I mean, some people grow up very fast, and we've got friends who had a child very, very young, and they're fantastic, still
great
together.
Yes,
and
but these kids, not like our friends. Like, right. You look at them, and you're like, this one of the boys, it's like, he's not ready to be a dad. I mean, he's a child. He still acts like a child. The baby was born. He's, like, holding her, and he's like, okay, I'm done. Who wants her? You know, it's like there was like, I believe like when you hold your child, like all the girls, for the most part, they like kind of like, you see this grow up moment, right? They're like, okay, this is, I now have to take care of the child. And most of the, there's a lot of the boys that are like that too, but there's a couple where it's just like, dude, you know, sometimes you don't need to be together.
Well, most of the time in those situations, it takes a village, right? I mean, the families have to be super involved and.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're just not going to speak those words ever again out loud. And then we're just going to pretend like you never said it.
So, but yeah. So that's my Unexpected. And then 90 Day Fiancé is always, it's always awesome. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. Like, this one guy goes down to Colombia with a ring to propose to this woman that he's been talking to. Doesn't really get a lot of pictures of her. She's real. It's not like a catfish situation. She shows up to dinner like 3 hours late.
Oh, I actually watched part of that one with you. I think I had to work upstairs that day.
Yeah. And so, but then she like ditches him. Well, it just so happens that he was talking to another girl in Colombia and calls her up and like says, come see me. I'm in Colombia, but doesn't tell her that he was there originally to propose to this other girl, and now all of a sudden he's ready to propose the new girl. He's like, oh, I just had a connection. No, you had relationships with this woman. That's why you want to propose to her. I mean, it's just...
So he has a thing for Colombians, is what you're telling us.
Apparently. I mean, they've seen... Like, but the one... So he finally told...
Is Sofia Vergara Colombian?
She's Colombian. I think so.
See, I can see this now.
And the new girl is, like, built like her. Like, she's not as... She's a pretty girl, but she's not as, like... pretty as Sophia. I mean, Sophia Vargas, gorgeous. But
well, she married that dude, that Joe Manganiello.
Oh yeah, what is he? He's,
I don't know. It's like an Attack of the Beautiful People. Those two.
But she like, so he told her that I came down for this other, because like while they were being together, like he called out the old girl's name.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. And, like, he talked it off, and she was like, okay, fine. And so then he told her what happened, and she's like, she's like, I'm out of here. And she like just walked away. I'm like, but you know, she's going to come back.
I don't know that. I know nothing of her.
I'm pretty sure she's going to come back because I saw the previews for next week and she's talking to him.
Oh, now you've ruined it for everybody.
It's in the previews. So yeah, so those are my views for the most part. My TLC, like Bravo shows are, they're just kind of there. They're not as, the Housewives aren't as, nothing really exciting is going on with them.
I might be
getting bored with them.
Oh, that would be horrendous.
Linda and I talk about this. We talk about how like the Housewives, but we feel like we've vested so many years and so many hours into these ladies. It's hard.
Is it like when you get a punch card for like a sub?
Right.
Like, and then like you don't really like the subs, like but you're lane. like you got like eight punches and you
yes,
have to get the free one.
You just have to finish it. You just have to finish it. Yeah. It's like you can't walk away. Can't walk away. I need to go back to my 7-year switch. That one was like interesting.
Or you could watch some of the things that I've been watching. They're pretty good.
I know. That's like, but then I don't feel like that, like, you know, lands to the views for the couch, you know.
Why not?
I don't know. I do miss my unstoppable Kimmy Schmidt because I haven't been on the treadmill in a while. So,
well, that transitions nicely to training. How's the training going?
Training's going well. It's going. So I missed my first workout that I was supposed to do. So yesterday, I was supposed to do 55-minute just a walk. And I had a meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like kind of little, my mind wasn't really on walking. I really wanted to just focus on this meeting because it was kind of a big meeting. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just walk during lunchtime. Well, of course, the meeting turns into work. And then I've been having my sinus headaches again. Not as bad as last month, which is very, thank God. Because last month, I think it was like 10 days that I had the sinus headache. This time it was only, I think it was like 2 days, 3 days maybe. But then in the afternoon, you know, I took you to the train and I wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling it. And then my sinus headache came up and I was like, well, maybe I'll walk and Michaela can play in the basement and I can watch TV. And it was just one excuse after another. And this is why I wake up in the morning and walk. Like, do my workout is like first thing in the morning because I will talk myself out of it. And I know this. And that's why I do it. And that's why I purposely, you know, will wake up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday to go get the run done. Because if I try to go later, I won't do it. I'll talk myself out of it. So,
are you planning on a day off?
Tomorrow's my day off.
So are you planning to get that walk in instead?
You know, I feel like I did a lot of walking when I was in Nebraska. So I think I'm okay.
I thought you did a lot of climbing up hills.
There was a lot of hills in Nebraska. That was brutal. And like the zoo was all uphill too.
All right. But today you had
so
a run.
So today I had my interval run. And the weather wasn't as warm. It was still humid when I went out, but it was a little bit cooler. It was in the low 70s, and the dew point wasn't quite as high. I think
it was in the mid 60s. It was still pretty nasty.
Yeah. So I go out there and I start out and I get to my first interval. So I had to do 7 times, 4-minute runs, 3-minute walks. And so I get to my first run and I'm running and I feel my legs heavy. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if this is because I didn't do my walk yesterday. I did have this thought in my head. Like, maybe there's a reason why he wants me to do walks. I'm like, you know, like to keep the legs going. I did have a thought. And then, you know, I pushed it out of my mind. And I just kept on going. And I got halfway through and I happened to look at my splits. And I was like, oh, I'm like 13:30 splits, like consistently. I'm like, huh. And again, I had this conversation with you on Tuesday. Like, I felt like I was running so slow, and it was 14:30 split. So that's not slow. That's good for that's a good pace for me. And I was the same thing was happening. Like, I thought I was going super slow. Like, I felt better though. Like, after the first interval, the second interval, like my legs like shook. I shook them out. They're good, and I was able to run like it didn't hurt as much. I wasn't breathing as much. I was able to control my breathe better. And then at the very end, my last two intervals, I was at 12:30 splits. I don't even know where that came from.
That means you're getting better. That means the training is working.
That's just silly.
Well, the training's working.
Yeah.
You're putting in the work.
I am.
Missing one thing is not the end of the world.
I'm pretty darn proud of myself, given like my track record of working out, the fact that I've missed one, and it was a walking one at that. Like, it wasn't even a running one. Like, if I'm going to miss one, you would think I would have, like, bowed out of a running one.
I think it was a little much when you put the picture of Andy up with the devil horns. That was just mean.
That was after the 2 mile run that I did in Nebraska. That's when I was like cursing his name. And honestly, after the 2 mile, how I...
Well, do you think this voodoo doll looks like Andy? I don't know. That's
I had to get out my sewing kit. But after the 2 miles, when the little blessed lady said cool down or walk a half a mile, I forget what I had to do at the end of it. It was like hitting a wall. Like I just stopped, and my legs, like that was the first time I felt like my legs were like going to collapse on themselves. Cause it was so.
Well, you've probably never run that far.
No.
So every run is like a record.
It's a record for me. And this Sunday I run 2.5 miles.
New record.
Ugh.
And then
it's
a week
the
out
race.
From the Sunday. Yeah. A week from Sunday is the
yeah.
race.
Then I will do 3.1, right? Or 2.
3.1.
3.1.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a little further than 3.1.
No, I'm stopping at 3.1.
It's not 3.2, but it's like 3.11, 3.12, somewhere in there.
All right. I guess I can give that a little extra bit.
There's a lot of downhills.
Yeah.
In the Arboretum. The last part of the race
is pretty much downhill.
It's pretty much downhill.
If they have the same, I mean,
it's the same course.
It's the same course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the beginning part was a lot of uphill.
Right.
But even like.
But it still wasn't that bad.
It's still not bad. Like it's a gradual uphill. And then I do remember the downhill. Like there was that really like steep, you know, it's like a long. We did it on the bikes a couple of times. It was fun. And I remember last year when I walked it with Jenna Boone, we were like, oh, let's run. So.
This year, though, Jen and Boone are going to walk.
They're going to walk, they said.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand. I'm going to run.
And you're going to run.
And you're going to go for your, you're going to try for sub 30?
Well, I don't know.
Or is it like every race a try?
I don't know.
You don't know? We talked about, like, you were like, oh, I could help pace you. And I was kind of like on the fence as to whether or not I wanted to.
Right. I got in trouble when I didn't. when you say I ditched you, I was in trouble for that.
Right.
And then I offer to be with you. And then you're like, well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I'm just weird. It's just.
The thing is, I can run one the next week.
Right. Yeah. You said you can run whenever. Like, there's so many 5Ks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and my training is fine. I mean, overall,
right.
My training is perfectly good. It's adequate.
You went out today.
I did. I had a 10K easy run today, and it was really nice. It was.
Yeah. Because it broke. The weather broke.
Yeah. The
for
weather,
you.
The cool front. Came in, it was windy, and the cool front came in, and it was like 70 degrees, 69, 70, like right in there. But the dew point was 49. I felt like I could breathe for the first time on a run outside in quite a while. And it shows because I had to slow down I don't know if you remember, but like I was having trouble going slow enough
right
with my paces. Well, that was when the weather was conducive to that.
Yeah.
I've not had that problem. Plus, Andy did increase the paces.
Yeah.
But today, I probably could have gotten a sub 30 today because it was like perfect in terms of that dew point.
What's the weather? What are they? This weekend is supposed to be nice, right?
It is.
Like Sunday morning, it's supposed to be pretty. Pretty decent.
Yeah, let me grab the phone. Let's see if we could do it without making
many noises.
A lot of buzzing noises. So Sunday right now.
Oh, you're pausing.
Yeah, because it went up. But the morning, it's a low of 53 on Sunday and then a high of 74.
Oh, okay.
The following week.
Is that out there already?
Well, I mean,
during the week?
So here's the forecast for next Sunday.
Yeah.
Because the 10-day has got it now.
Oh, right.
Low 44, high 61, but there's this little rain symbol.
Oh, no.
It's way out. It's easily could change. But if it could be 44 degrees at race time, it's going to be.
That'll be good, right? You say that's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's what you keep saying.
You don't trust me.
I do. No, because I do run better. Obviously, I run better. I mean, when I was in Nebraska doing my runs, and hello, I was on vacation. I did my runs. I mean, I get a little props for that, right? No?
It's just training. I don't know what you want me to say. You're fantastic. Yeah, I think it's great that you're doing any run anywhere, ever. So,
yeah. I was pretty proud of myself. My mom was kind of like shocked that I was getting up and doing this.
You're really going to do that?
Like, really? So, no, I do run better when it's cooler. Because those two times that it was cooler when I've had to run, I'm not getting any luck when it comes to the weather. Because I go, it seems like the weather's been breaking later in the afternoon sometimes.
Well, tomorrow it's going to be great, and Sunday it's going to be great. Yeah. So you'll get a – it's perfect for you to do that longer run.
And a half, yeah.
And I've got to do 10 that day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, he puts you on the same schedule as me. That's not allowed.
I mean, I guess I could do it tomorrow if I wanted to.
Yeah. But no, you do it Sunday.
I can do it Sunday. The kids will be here, so
yeah.
It's not like we're leaving the – toddler alone.
Well, the kids aren't awake typically until
we'll just wake one of them up.
Yeah, but no, I'll go out first thing in the morning again, so it's not a big deal.
I won't be far behind you though, because it's 10 miles, so it's a couple hours.
Yeah, true.
I'm out there.
True.
I'm not fast like that. I'm my pace, which is all that matters. It's Pete pace, Fat Man pace.
There you go.
Yeah, so the training's been good. My eating's been terrible. Yeah,
there you go. Does it balance itself?
No. It's now it's gotten to the point where, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and I know that we've had some input on the fact that we're not strict.
Right.
And I think I'm gonna have to get back to that because I'm struggling to get the mental side.
Yeah.
With the stressors that I've had, which I know is a trigger.
You are.
No
you
excuses.
Are, it's
just recognizing what the trigger is. So given that, I mean, I'm probably going to need to go pretty strict for a while.
Yep.
And I have a really good reason to now that I've been talked into a new race. Well, it didn't take much talking.
Yeah, seriously.
So Karen, who is a listener. I've heard her a couple of times on the Endurance for Everyone podcast.
Okay.
And she's a Team E4E person. And she listens to our podcast, I guess, which is great.
Sorry.
And she reached out she reached out with a contact for an interview when I was talking about eating plant-based.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yep.
But vegetarian, vegan, plant-based. And we've had a couple of those, which I mentioned on the last show. Mm-hmm. And then her and I were talking more. And I was saying, hey, we're coming to Pittsburgh. And she lives in Pittsburgh. Her and her husband live in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And she's got an awesome accent.
Oh, fun.
So it's always fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, when are you getting out here? And I said, the 27th Saturday, yeah. We're flying in. And she's like, oh, you should change that and do your first trail race. There's a great trail race to do.
Does Annie know about this yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the 27th. And so it didn't take much. We changed flights.
Well, I think so you told me when I was in Nebraska, you were telling me about this. And so I'm like, well, you know, we prepaid for, you know, the hotel as well. And everything, but I'm like, well, let me see how much it would be to change. And so we got the tickets super cheap at $49, and we could have, like, for 40 more bucks, we could have flown at 6 a.m but we have a toddler, and that means getting her up at like 3, and so that just does not sound like fun for anyone. So we opted for a later flight, and it really wasn't that much more money to change. So I'm like, okay, so I went in, I changed our flight, I made sure we got our hotel, and I'm like, okay, I'm all done. You're like, wait, what? You're kind of surprised that I did it all so quickly.
Yeah, I'm typically the impulsive one.
Well, it just sounded like you were talking about it for like a day or so, and you brought it up a couple of times, and so I was like, okay, well, obviously he wants to do it, and
yeah,
it won't cost that much more money, so let's just do it.
Well, Karen's a fantastic
But now I'm concerned as to where it's at, though. Like, we don't have a car there.
Well, we'll have to get one, I guess. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that off air. Because that's a pretty key thing to get to the race.
Yeah, you got to get
to the race.
Well,
we'll have to just map it. And maybe there's an Uber or a Lyft that I can take. Because it's at, like, some kind of, like, ski thing, resort thing.
Okay.
Karen kept stressing that there's a Starbucks at the...
Oh, good. So there's some place where Michaela and I can go.
Yeah. Well, you can't really watch, I don't think.
I have no idea. This is something we probably should talk
about
off air as well.
I mean, I guess you could go for a walk in the woods and try to find us. I have no idea how this works. But the surf... Anyway, so Karen is fantastic. She's a fantastic runner. Her and her husband do longer distance races. And she's... You know, training for like 100 miler, and
so how long is the trail?
I don't know. It's I mean the race.
Yeah.
Oh, the race is a half marathon.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
It goes to a marathon, but I'm gonna do a half marathon.
Okay.
So I'm gonna,
because you never told me that part.
I'm gonna dip my toe in the trail running world with a half marathon.
Okay.
About 1,800 feet of elevation, which is I could run from here to Chicago all the way up to Milwaukee and back and not get 1,800 feet. So it's going to, so I've got to go find some hills. Andy will have to add hills to my training.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
it.
Just
go to Nebraska. There's hills in Nebraska.
There's hills much, much closer than Nebraska. Like,
which Kevin would say, come to Nebraska.
True. He would. Well, he would tell you, I'm not sure he would tell me to. So I'm going to go get that hill training in, quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, something that I want to do well at, although I'm not going to go out there and go for any kind of time for me. I want to just finish. This is a finish the race kind of one.
Yeah.
You know, but it's an expensive race after changing flights, changing hotel, now having to look at maybe a car. And then I'm going to have to get trail shoes.
Right.
it's an expensive race, but I've talked about getting on trails.
You've been talking about trails for a while.
For a long time. And so I asked, you know, a little bit about trail shoes and sub 30 group. And, you know, people are like, well, it depends on the surface. I have three pairs. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, there's got to be some sort of all-purpose shoe.
Oh,
so,
my God. Do you, change shoes while you're running? Is that what happens? I mean.
I think that just depending on the surface, like, there's different types of shoes. And
okay.
If I was really into it, I could see that happen.
Right.
I could totally see
that
happening.
This is like this first one. We don't
right.
need to go.
Well, and I read the course description, and every kind of surface is
there. In the course.
There's grass. There's dirt. There's gravel. There's gnarly single track, it looked like. There's pavement. There's crushed stone, it looked like. I mean, it was like every surface possible is named in this. So I'm excited about it. And I guess I didn't really ask if Karen was going to run with me.
She is doing the race, though.
I think she's signing up, I think, for the half.
Okay.
Which to her is.
Is that like an afternoon stroll?
It might be. You know, but the thing is, she works hard, right?
Yeah.
And I know that she doesn't, you know, she's one of the good ones that doesn't denigrate distances,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are some people who can, but I don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
It would be great to run with her for a while. I mean, I'm going to be doing my pace.
Yeah.
Hills. I might be gasping.
Pee-pee.
I don't know.
Do you need your sticks?
I don't think I need my hiking
your walking,
poles.
Your walking
poles?
No,
it's 1,800, not 18,000.
Okay.
I checked. There's no Sherpas. So... There's when you summit.
Well, didn't you talk about like you wanted like a hydration vest? Is that for this race or is that just in general?
Oh, just in general for trails. Just because that's what all the cool trail runners people have. They have like a vest.
But for half marathon, do you need a vest? Or are there aid stations?
There's a lot of aid stations.
Okay. All right. So you don't need a vest.
No.
Okay.
No. I just want. This is about wants. This has nothing to do with needs. I have the fanny pack thingy, you know.
Hey, your fanny pack works well.
It does, and I'll probably have it.
Oh, of course you will. I'm sure you will. You'll need some kind of, you'll need your fuel of some sort in there. Well, except you still don't have.
I still haven't
figured it out.
I know. I haven't.
I feel like you're going to have to bring something, though, for that.
Well, I do. And I'm looking now at I don't know how it's said. M-A-U-R-T-E-N. Martin, maybe? Morton?
Murton?
No. It's not M-U. It's M-A-U.
Oh, M-A-U. Oh, Morton.
Morton, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds...
Well, Eliud Kipchoge just set the...
Oh, right. The
why do you look at me? Because like, literally like rolled your eyes and like shook your head.
That was because that was like, how did you get that name right? So that was that.
I've been practicing for a week.
That's right. He's the Berlin Marathoner.
There you go. So
see, I knew that.
He just set the world record and he uses this fuel. So I figured if
he's
he can.
Really skinny.
Right. He is. But he took in, I don't know. A lot of fuel during that run.
Okay.
And there was a guy on a bike who would like ride up and
really?
Pass. Have you not seen these videos?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this. So there was a podcast. Sidious Mag does a podcast that had him on.
Okay.
Bike guy. And so he would like ride his bike. He's a triathlete dude. And he rides his bike. Right.
Uh-huh.
And he's not the only one. There's others
so
that do this.
So just because no one's here, like Pete's actually
doing the riding the bike.
Riding the bike.
I am. This should be videoed. And he hands off to Kipchoge, and every time he does it correctly, and I mean, he's like cheering and like fist pumping. It's awesome. This dude's enthusiasm was infectious. It was so great.
The bike runner or like the runner, the marathoner, or both?
Watching Kipchoge is unbelievable, but he's not fist pumping for himself in the middle of the race. He's conserving energy. The bike rider cheering.
Oh, was like cheering himself like, yes, I did it right.
No, he's cheering for Kipchoge.
Oh, because you said.
Wow.
You said like after every time he got it,
handed him the bottle. Yeah.
Right.
Like he would cheer for
so
Kipchoge.
I thought, like he was like, oh, thank God I got it to him the correct way.
Well, that
way.
Could have been part of it too.
That's what I would be thinking. Like, oh, thank God I didn't screw up.
So this guy he's German.
Okay.
And. So
does he do it for all races or was it just like he was specific for Berlin?
He's doing it specifically at Berlin.
Okay.
And I think he's done this for Kipchoge before.
Okay.
But like Kipchoge and his team like thank him and like it's a big deal.
Oh,
and,
I'm sure.
So in the interview, English is his second language, right? Uh-huh. So you can hear him typing into Google Translate. When he doesn't know a word, it was just fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sidious podcast interview with him is only, it's like 20 minutes and it's well worth your time to go,
listen
to Bottle Guy.
Well, my sorority sister ran the Berlin Marathon and I had told you, I'm like, oh, you know, like before, like, oh, she's there. And this is her, I think this was her fourth world marathon that she's ran. And so she said it was
of
like
the world majors.
Yeah. She said this was like she was like posting that it was such an amazing experience to be there in the race and all the pre-race stuff and the course itself. She said it was just pure. It was great. And she's like, and to be able to run in the race where they set the world marathon, you know, the record was, you know, something unto itself.
Well, so the females got a little bit overshadowed in this race by the fact that Kipchoge set.
Yeah.
He didn't just set the record. He
crushed it.
He obliterated the record.
I mean, it's only like 2 minutes or something. Or it was
a minute and 17 seconds or something. But
but that's a ton of time in running terms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest margin the record's been broken by in like 50 or 60 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's normally just seconds that it comes down. But the women had the top three finishers. So all three on the podium for the first time in history. We're under 2 hours, 19 minutes. That's never happened before.
I think I did see something about that, like a blurb. You said, it was overshadowed.
It was overshadowed, but that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really big deal. So
219?
Under 219.
That's
all
crazy.
Three on the podium were under 219.
What's the world record for women?
It was set quite a while ago by Paula Radcliffe, and I don't remember the exact time, so that's why we have Google.
Google. But the fact that you knew who the person was is pretty impressive.
Well, it's been quite a while. So women's marathon record, you can hit that in the Google. So Paula Radcliffe all the way back in 2003 in London. And at 2 hours, 15 minutes, 25 seconds.
Wow. I can't say his name. I'm not even going to pretend
to. No, you have to. Now you have to try.
Because I can't even remember like what it's supposed to be. So that's like, it's more fun when it's like in front of me and I have to read it.
Elliot Kipchoge.
Okay, I'll call him Elliot. So what did Elliot?
Not Elliot. Eliud.
Elliot.
E-L-I-U-D. Elliot.
Not Elliot.
Not Elliot.
And so what did he run it?
2 hours, one minute, 39 seconds.
So 14 minutes, essentially, faster than a woman. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But to have all three women at 219 under, that's pretty. It must have been a good day, good race conditions for sure. It looked like it was sunny, though, and like warm.
It was perfect. I mean, for him, I guess.
Yeah, obviously he had.
I didn't really look at all the weather, and
yeah,
I didn't have the geek out session that sometimes I'll have on.
Yeah,
this stuff.
Were you not watching it? Was it not on?
Overnight it was on.
Oh,
right. I mean,
true,
it's super
true.
Early
yeah,
in the morning
saying,
when I woke up.
Yeah, my friend was saying like, okay, I start at 4 a.m. You know.
Right.
So.
When I woke up, though, I woke up to that record. I mean,
yeah,
it was fantastic to see. And then I woke up to that. I had a race,
mm-hmm,
which was not my best, but I'm going to recap that here.
Okay.
Just real quick. So it was a 5K.
Right. And you were going to hopefully go for a sub 30.
I was going to try to go for a sub 30. It is hot.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculously humid.
Yeah.
It was the dew points like 70 or something, or 72. I can't remember. It was super humid. The air was terrible. So I ran my warm up mile and I'm just drenched at that point.
So wait, you run before you do a race?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You've got to be warm or else you can't just, yes.
Is this something I'm going to, this is why I have my shakeout run the day before? Am I supposed to run like the morning of the race too?
You'll be okay.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
All right.
So I did the mile warm up and I don't know where to line up, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going for sub 30.
You're in someone's backyard.
And no, it started at the high school.
Oh, okay.
They're, you know, on the streets, but
yeah,
it goes into a neighborhood. But my point being that I don't know who's fast there,
yeah,
but I'm looking at all these people and I'm like, oof, geez.
Because there was more people than you were expecting, right?
Not as bad as I thought. There was a lot. The reason there were so many is a lot of walkers.
Ah, got it.
And they were walking like 2K. And there was a lot of kids and some of them running the 5K and
okay,
some people that looked really fast. And
yeah,
so I'm like, well, I'm going to line up kind of middle, but kind of towards the front because it didn't look like there was that many runners. And
yeah,
I just take off and I was going way too fast just to kind of get some separation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I settled in and I did the first mile in like 9:14 or 9:17. Like it was great.
That's fast.
So I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm gonna throttle back in mile two so that I've got something left for mile three.
Right.
So I throttled that back to about a 9:55, 9:54, 9:55. And then I was just into the third mile. And I'm like, you know, I'm okay, but I'm starting to breathe heavy.
Okay.
And I wasn't super aware of what was going on around me.
You were in the zone.
Sort of. I think I was probably just trying to talk myself into keep going, you know, that fast.
Okay.
And a gentleman was kind of a weaver, and he kind of cut me off. This is not his fault. I'm not making an excuse
right
here at all. I freaked out because I had not been paying attention. So when he did that, it would have been nothing had I known he was coming. Like if I had watched him do it,
yeah,
versus all of a sudden there's somebody in front of you.
Right.
So I kind of stop short. That was Frank Costanza's move, the stop short. He stopped short. So I kind of stopped short and I step in a hole.
Oh.
And so it's humid.
Yeah.
I'm breathing heavy. I step in a hole and I get a Charlie horse. Like my calf just seizes up. So I'm like, oh, great. I got to walk. And that's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll walk. And while I'm walking, I had been thinking the whole race because I had heard from Kevin and I had been thinking about Holly Ann.
Yeah.
Because she was doing really well at the half marathon that she was running in Omaha.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to get my phone out because there had been some messages like early in the race and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to get my phone out and perfect time to.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Right.
Right.
So I'm walking and he and Kevin texts me back in all caps that she won. and so I'm like, the race? And he's like, yes. And I let out this huge yell. I'm like, yes. And everybody around is just like, ah.
What? Like now everyone's getting Charlie. Right.
I'm like, I freaked some people out. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to just keep running. I'm going to start running again. Right. Yeah. Like you get that little adrenaline. Like yeah. I'm so pumped up for Holly Ann. And I'm like, I'm going to get going now. And so I start to run and it's not great at this point. I'm pretty hobbled. I'm kind of having to do a walk run to just to keep moving. Mm. And so I decide after about a half a mile, I'm like, all right, I'm going to run this like the rest of the way. I got to get moving. So I start to run and this woman, I see her just like really like yelling. And she was cheering on a kid, right? Uh-huh. And like how close he was and you know, how he's got to, you know, he's got to get going. And I'm like, wow, the kid's like moving, right? And so then I watch this kid cut the course. Right? He cuts like, he just cuts the course. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's one way.
That's one way to keep going. But he's a kid, you know, he probably didn't know. Like, right. It's not on purpose or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, hey, where's, you know, so I'm a smart aleck, right? Yeah. I'm like, hey, where's my cheers? And she's like, it's really close. Like, just go up there.
Like, really?
It was so funny.
You're
I'm
like all right.
Yay. Yay, but it was just, it was super funny. And then like the like a block later, this lady was just cheering everybody. Like big, like overly enthusiastic cheers. I'm like, this race is hilarious.
That's hot.
And then I was just seesawing back and forth with this other gentleman who looked in way better shape than me. And and I'm trying to catch people. And then I know I'm not going to get it. So then I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill myself. Like, you know, I'm not going to walk it in, but I'm not going to sprint. So I ended up finishing 31:26 or something on my watch. I have no idea what the results are. 4 or 5, 6 days later, they still weren't up. So I just stopped looking.
So you won't be doing this one again?
I might, but I would do it again. So I posted the picture of the race shirt because it raised money for Parkinson's disease research, which my grandfather, my Papa Guido, had Parkinson's. Yep. And one of, you know, the guys that is a ninja warrior that lives around here that I just think he's such an inspiration, Jimmy Choi, he has Parkinson's and raises a lot of money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So I just think it was really cool what the cause was. And the cause became much bigger than my goal.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, it was fun. It was fine. If it wasn't hot, it'd have been a great race.
Yeah.
And I think I would have had sub 30. Now, I don't know if I can hit sub 30 after the way I've been eating because I've gained a little bit of weight and I've got to watch that. So anyway, so the only other thing I really wanted to do is have a couple of shout outs.
Shout out.
Yeah. To the Gomers.
Oh.
10 years they've been doing their podcast.
10 years of you stalking them.
Yes. Pretty much. Only 6 restraining orders in 10 years. Not bad. No, they
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I just, you know, a shout out to Gomer 1 and Gomer 2, Anthony and Steven, for making 10 years worth of podcasts.
Are we going to have 10 years of podcasts?
I don't think anybody wants that, especially after this episode. But I just thought it was
fantastic. Awesome.
I wanted to give a shout out because that's a fantastic, that there were podcasts before that.
Okay.
But this was like the beginning of the renaissance of them, was about at this time where more became available.
Okay.
And now any 2 people can just go in their basement and make a podcast, as we can attest to.
Yes, we can. We're 2 fools.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I found really interesting was, you know, our friends John and Rob, they're trying to make sure that they continue to improve and engage their listeners.
Okay.
Right? And they put out a survey.
Oh.
Asking about the podcast.
Okay.
Right? And so, you know, and they talked about the results on their show and stuff. And, you know, like anything that you put out, there's some good, some bad.
Right.
but I could never do it because I'm deathly afraid of what people would. I mean, people say some terrible things to me anyway.
Yeah, which I, yeah, right? That's crazy.
So it's like, but I commend them for trying to.
Yeah, well, they're trying to, you know,
engage their audience, right? And, you know, find ways to improve. Right. And that's basically the message that I want to relay is, keep it to yourself. Just kidding. You can write us anything you want. We have pretty thick skin. We'll take it. But in that vein, though,
yeah.
What's interesting, you know, and when I talked to John and Rob both a little bit about it, and okay. my big advice to them is the same advice as I have for us.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I don't ask what people want to hear is because we're making the show for us, really. And the fact that people tune in and listen is just fantastic.
Right.
Right. And the support we've gotten is unbelievable. So, but if you make your show, if you make what you think is interesting or funny or engaging or whatever, people will listen. People will listen.
Crazy.
We've again proven that. Right. And I mean, it's why I do the Be Better Today podcast. It's really just to keep my mind.
You looked at your stats today and they were pretty good for your Be Better Today.
Well, I mean, I think we're up to like almost four dozen listeners per episode now, which is small, but I haven't really done anything
with
it.
Right.
But there are some people that have written and said, hey, I've gotten something out of this.
Exactly.
So we appreciate that for sure. So, you know, I was going to talk about weight loss and maintenance and all that. I think we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Because we're running on 45 minutes already.
My whole training is really taking away from our podcast.
No, it's enhancing. That's what people want to hear. People are loving your journey.
Just wait. What's going to, that first one after the race? Oh.
Who knows if there will be an episode after that recap? Who knows? Could be the end.
Could be the end. The world has come to an end. Gretchen ran a race. Everything's done.
Right. So we'll have next week's episode. We'll get down with a special guest.
Yes.
And
should be interesting.
I think it'll be great. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we've got some other guests that we're lining up.
Yes.
So we'll probably get into a pattern where it's probably, you know, two or three of us alone and then have a guest or an interview.
Something like
next
that.
Next week, I'm thinking, is more of a guest. You know, I think it would be more free-flowing conversation.
Exactly. So exactly.
I think that should be pretty good.
Me cursing, probably.
It could be.
Yeah, we'll see how Sunday goes.
All right. So one of the big things that happened, though, is we got a new patron.
We do.
So, Amy, we appreciate.
Thank you so much.
Your support. And I mean, that's crazy to me that we've got, you know,
four patrons,
you know, that have helped us with the show. So Amy, Linda, Christine, Julie, all women. Boys got to step up. No, it is so helpful because it just. We love doing this, and it's just the support and what it means to us. I mean, we're gonna keep going either way, but that little bit does help
a
lot. It goes a very, very, very long way for us, so we appreciate that.
Yes.
So, all right, that's it. You got anything else?
No.
All right. We're going to wrap it up then.
Sounds
You've
good.
Been listening to episode 48. Of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter using @FatManStories or Facebook.com/FatManStories. Our website is FatManChronicles.com where you can find a link to some sweet swag.
Swag it up.
Sweet, sweet swag. And while you're at it, go to your app. You know, you're on your phone anyway, all the time, right? Go to your favorite podcast player and subscribe. And if you are over in the Apple Podcast, iTunes, leave us a little rating and review. It could just be whatever stars and then even just one word. But it helps people find the show. And that's actually the best way that you can support us.
For sure.
So that'll do it. Get out there and be better today.